found a pair of pregnancy spanks on the kitchen island this morning. My wife and her sister went to dinner last night, must have gone shopping.
Did you try them on?
No, they were still in the package.
Oh, your world is going to change so much when this baby girl comes. And we are so stinking excited for you. And we, as the Buzz listeners, want to help you get ready for this day.
Thank you.
First baby girl in the house. Mm-hmm. So today's class in Baby University, 222-2899. You are the professor, so feel free to join in. As hard as you try, there is no escaping this one thing that we're going to talk about today in class.
Okay.
This is a very important lesson today, by the way, and every dad would agree that this is something you've tried to avoid your entire life. But the minute you welcome your baby girl in the house, raise the white flag. You're giving up.
If there's any dads of daughters listening, and you got a second, once Sandy reveals this in a few minutes, will you please help me? Be my teacher. Be my coach. Come on, coach. Put me in, coach.
And you know, as a dad, as much as you hate this one thing, when you see how happy it makes your little girl, you just deal. You just deal with it. You may complain about it to your wife, but you just deal with it. That's what your second clue is.
Is this something that I could bring into work?
Well, I did bring a prop in for you. Examples are. So, yes. And you will. You inadvertently will bring this into work. You won't even want to. And it will just kind of, because this one thing kind of, I don't know what it does. Does it, it multiplies. It turns.
Oh, I know what it is.
It goes from one to a million. Okay. And you're like, how the hell did that happen? Do you guys reproduce when I'm not looking?
You know what? All of your little teasy things, all of your little questions leading up to this big reveal, I've already figured it out.
You have?
Yes, because Easter is coming and she's going to want a baby rabbit. And next thing you know, we're going to have a million of them, right?
Oh, that's so cute. But no.
Hi to Buzz. What do you think?
She's talking about a slumber party.
Is it a slumber party, Sandy?
My God, I got to write that down for a future class.
Oh, it's not.
That's not today's lesson, but that's a pretty darn good lesson.
Oh, I thought that was after your story with the Oreo cookies and your husband. I thought that's what you were talking about.
He does get angry often. This is something else he gets angry about.
Yes, right?
Oh, now I'm stumped. I thought that death, I'm like, I have it for sure.
He's so funny. Who says?
Okay.
Who says?
Good luck. Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Okay, we're getting Scotty ready for his baby girl due in July. As hard as you try, Scotty, there is no way you're going to escape this.
Clue one.
Little girls get so excited about this.
Clue number two.
Dads, not so much. But you deal with it because of the big smile it
brings to her face.
Yeah.
And this is something I'm going to dread.
Well, you rather not have this one thing in your life.
Oh, God.
But it's inevitable. It's going to happen when you have a baby girl. Okay. And you could try all you want to ban it from the house. It's not going to happen.
I know what it is.
Little girls are going to get excited when they see it and have it.
I know what it is.
What?
Boyfriend.
I'm marking that down for another lesson.
Getting the boyfriend and then the breakup with the boyfriend.
That's true. And this makes everything prettier.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
What is it? Oh, no. She's coming over here. Oh, no. Are you going to?
He always brings props.
Oh, she's got props. Okay. What do you got?
Right here, my friend.
Target bag. Oh, my God. What is that?
Look it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What is this? A tutu?
Glitter, my friend.
Wow. This is a giant jar of glitter.
This is it. That skirt that I gave you, that tutu with the glitter dots on it,
yes.
And that shirt that I gave you,
they look
harmless, right?
Sure, they're harmless.
They're not.
Really?
You shake that, you just sit down. When my daughter wears that skirt, there is glitter all over the house. I mean, all over.
Oh my God.
And my husband, this is hysterical. And if you are in the world, the glitter world. 2222899.
Oh God!
But when everything has glitter, every costume has glitter, every skirt has glitter. So downstairs in Mantown, which is now a corner, right, of the basement.
Mantown, that's the, okay.
When my daughter and her friends play, they kind of make their way to his side of the basement.
Right.
And he gets so mad when her friends leave because he's like, go, oh, here we go again. Glitter all over the couch. And this is the only time I see my husband vacuum. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm getting the vacuum cleaner. He vacuums the couch. And then you could hear him downstairs vacuuming the couch. And then he's like, it's still there. We need a new vacuum. There's no way you can get rid of this glitter.
You need a new couch.
It just multiplies.
Oh my God.
It reproduces.
Okay, this is so cute, but I think I understand this. This I am holding. It's a 14-ounce. It's almost a full bottle of beer of glitter.
Oh, well, that's a good comparison.
Okay, you know what? It's the size of a shaker of Parmesan that you get from Wegmans. You know, the grated Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
It's got a shaker top. It's got the smile face side and then the holes side.
I'm telling you.
It is. It is a shaker of a Parmesan cheese container full of glitter.
Glitter is your world now, my friend.
My God. 2222899.
Look at the phone.
Oh, my God.
Look at the phone lines. I'm telling you.
Hello. Hi, The Buzz.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Sandy. It's Connie again.
Connie, help
Professor
me out.
Professor Connie.
Oh, my gosh.
So my daughter got the glitter perfume like a couple years ago. And it wasn't like the liquid kind. It was the powder kind. And when you spray it, it's like that old school puff powder stuff.
Uh-huh.
So when you push the thing to take it out, it like flew everywhere in the bathroom. And my boyfriend went to get up to take a shower. And when he got out of the shower, he's walking all over the place. And they're all over the place and all over again.
Connie, you'll be hold the line, Connie.
And our husbands get so angry, but you can't. I mean, it brings joy to your little girl's face. You just got a deal.
I could just imagine, like you go into work and you're standing up in front of a meeting, and you're all dressed up.
Yeah.
You got your suit on, and there's this like little sparkle right next to your eye.
It's like cat hair. You apologize for cat hair. You know what I mean? Or dog hair. It's on your suit or your dress or something. Well, when you have little girls, you know, your coworkers look at you like, ah, little girl.
Okay, I glitter. I get it.
Not cat hair. Glitter all over.
2222899. Give me your glitter stories. I can see. You know what? I got to call Roomba, the robot vacuum cleaner company.
I'm telling you, it's not going to work.
Because they make them for pet hair. They should make Roombas for glitter.
Just for glitter. Genius.
Calls at 222 Buzz. Hey, man, are you a glitter dad?
Me, actually, I've got one of each, a boy and a girl. And I can tell you that at earlier ages, the boys will go, you know, nuts over glitter just as much as the girls.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I realize that.
Because a boy thinks differently. They will try to mix it with glue and put it all over the toys because it makes things shiny.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
But
my house looked like it was a glitter bomb if I wasn't attending that.
But so with funny. The girls, like everything you buy, everything has glitter attached. It's hard to find a shirt, an article of clothing, a scrunch, anything that doesn't have glitter.
You know, that can't be healthy. You know, tiny little fragments of glitter get inhaled by children. Oh, God.
Yeah, what's wrong with a couple of, you know, really shiny and glittery snot rockets?
Yeah, very true.
Ew.
They'd probably be fanatical over seeing that, too.
Probably right. Watch, Daddy, watch. I can blow my nose and glitter comes out.
Oh my gosh, you know the TV commercials where they show the blackened lung from smoker's lung?
Right.
There's going to be a day where they're like, look at this. It's full of glitter.
Lung.
Glitter lung.
Right. It'll be 3-year-olds and coal miners. Thank you. That
went
dark. Goodbye. Jeez. What was that? Hello, The Buzz. And do you have a girl?
I have two boys. I have a stepdaughter.
What is she into glitter?
Oh, she loves it. If we do arts and crafts, which she loves, Yeah, she loves her glitter, and yeah, you can't help but get it everywhere.
Right. Next thing you know, it's on the egg cartons. It's all over the. It's in the milk.
It's on your face, and you don't know how it got on your face.
Yeah.
<in your
face. laughs>
Thank you for your assistance.
You find it in your pants.
More calls. Are you a glitter dad? Hi. You glitter dad?
Yes.
Good for you.
Proudly. Yes.
Yes.
I'm wearing glitter on the tip of my nose right now. And I don't know how it got there.
Speaking of tip, do you have any tips?
Actually, yes. From a glitter dad to one that's going to actually become one, there's a great tip that I learned through combined knowledge.
Oh, combined knowledge. Okay, what?
My brother used to work with fabric paints and screen printing when he was a tween or a teenager.
Okay, yeah.
And I've worked with automotive paints running, you know, like flakes.
Oh, sure. Like this. Epoxies and stuff.
There's a cool little trick my brother used to use, which is if the material has glitter on it, go out and get a fabric paint, like kind of like the puffy paint.
Mm-hmm.
Get a clear coat and just cover the glitter with it.
Oh.
And press it into the material.
So you that
have glitter and it won't come off.
And it locks it in.
It locks it right to the material.
And it makes it last longer.
And that way, when you sit down, you won't be waking up, you know, and having glitter all over your face and all over your couches. It's a tip. A lot of people don't even know that it's possible to do that.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the tip. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Okay, man. It's 98.9 to Buzz and Spaziano and Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.